Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arias Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com.
The radio brings into the home, the schoolroom, the hospital, and news of world events.
We're going old school.
This is Throwback Thursday. Digging up something from the past.
Dusting it off and making it new again.
Throwback Thursday.
On PT Pinecast.
We go back to the National Student Conclave last year when it was held in Miami. The keynote speaker, Scott Chesney. Scott got the students of the PT profession fired up for that year's conference. Here is your Throwback Thursday on PT Pinecast.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Our next guest on the PT Pinecast has a master's degree in life experience. He's a motivational and inspirational speaker and a life coach to over 1.5 million people in 38 different countries. He's not only survived living with paralysis for over 30 years, but has thrived with it. His greatest achievements are being married to his best friend for over 17 years and being a father to two amazing children. Welcome to the PT Pinecast, keynote speaker at APTA NSC right now in Miami, Scott Chesney. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you? Pleasure to be with you today.
I'm psyched now. I mean, you know, they bring people like you in, people who can engage an audience, who have a great story to tell, to kick events like this off. And every year it gets me. You get the hairs standing up on your arm, but you told a great story to kick off the keynote. So thank you for coming and doing stuff like this.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. It's such a joy to come back here knowing full well how much the PT profession has done for me and enhanced my life, but then thinking about the millions worldwide who this profession touches and meeting many of them through my travels as well. I couldn't be more thankful.
Well, we got to start off with that. How did you marry your life to PT? That's a little bit of a leading question.
Absolutely. Well, it was when I became paralyzed back in 1985, in which a very rare stroke, an arterial venous malformation that had been in my body since birth. They said it was congenital. Back in 85, December 28th, 1985, I was actually a budding football, basketball, and baseball star.
You said you had a game the day before.
Yeah, game the night before in basketball, and just woke up the following morning and had a numb big toe, and then 48 hours later, that numbness went up one leg, went up a second leg. Never thought it would result in paralysis, knew that something was off, but it just took over my life in such a short period of time. I wouldn't trade the life that I have for anything. I mean, I've been paralyzed almost 30 years now. Do I want to walk again? Yes. Do I have to walk again? No. My life is just so much more than the use of my leg. So most people have accidents and injuries, but as we well know in this profession, we see anything. There's illnesses and disease, and this is a congenital disease that unfortunately robbed me of my legs when I was 15. But you know what? I look at it also, I had the first 15 years of my life on my feet, and some people never have.
Sure.
15 seconds on their feet. So trying to focus on in life more of what I do have rather than what I don't have.
Well, you focused on one of those words in your address, which is change, and you took that. You said you would like to walk again, and anything is possible. That was one of your themes, too. And then what happened in Hawaii? You said, I'm going to figure out how to make that possible. Set the stage there. I thought that was a great story.
Well, I didn't share the name on there. I've done a lot of work with Tony Robbins.
Yeah,
Anthony Robbins, who's all about professional and personal development and has been one of my greatest teachers. And he has a well-known fire walk during, I think it was Date with Destiny or Life Mastery, one of his taking them all. But so I saw that 2,500 people were challenged one night to do a fire walk, and it just hit me right away that like this is something that I can't do, but I had trained myself to do a head heart shift.
So you're sitting there in the audience, and this is kind of sprung on you guys, hey, we're going to do this right now?
We kind of all knew before we, like when we signed up for the seminar, that a fire walk
would be coming. So what were you thinking knowing that was coming? You're just gonna do what when that happened?
Well, at first it was like my mind got a hold of it. It was like, I can't do it. Like I was disappointed, like, oh, I'm glad I got out of this. That's not where I was talking about. So my mind was thinking too, is that kind of, what kind of joke? I wasn't really, I'd heard about it, but I'm like, burning hot coals. It was my mind wanting to be resistant to it, just like it is with anything when it's leading away. But like anything, at that time in my life, I was doing a head heart shift. The mind thinks, the heart knows, and right away my heart wanted to have that experience. So it just said, find a way. And then moments after that, I'm right in front of this gigantic man, Tony Robbins, and I said, listen, I know that I can't do this on my feet and on my legs, but I want to do it on my arms and my hands. I said, I can transfer this wheelchair. I'm going to flip over onto my stomach like a wheelbarrow race. I want you to grab my legs. He looked at me like I was crazy. He was like, are you kidding me? But then he thought about it. He was just like, you know, you can do this. You can make this happen. So he's a believer that anything is possible. And while the initial shock wore off, we found a way and he held my legs and it was awesome. And I felt some coals, hot coals on my hands, and I felt it on my face. And there's still some people who are like, how didn't you get burned? And I'm like, the best way I explain it is that, you know, there's some people who go rushing into a burning building and save someone. They come out unscathed. I just believe that there's some things that don't require answers or don't need answers. All I know is that I did it. I didn't get burned. And what I haven't shared, though, is that there were about 20 people that night who actually did get burned. You were told not to look down at the coals. You were told to like look up and so forth and say the words cool moss, like cool ground.
Right.
And there were a bunch of people just, again, getting back into their heads who looked down, burning hot coals, mind saying, ooh, hot coals burning, and they got burned. Just the bottoms of their feet, they jumped off, and like we all signed waivers.
Of course.
So we were good. But
just logistics. Yeah. You're saying those people who looked down got burned.
Yeah.
You had to look down.
See, that's the thing, too, is that my head was basically there in the face and everything. It was just like, Jimmy, I'm one of those people. Just keep telling me I can't do something. I have to come to that conclusion on my own. But whether it be skydiving, whether it be adaptive surfing, all these things that I love to do now is that the rational mind is going to say, no, you're crazy. You can't do this. I like to go above and beyond my mind. Obviously, there's still things I can't do. I'm not a Giants fan, but I'm not going to be field goal kicking for them anytime soon. I do stay in my lane from time to time, but I will weave when the opportunity arises just to explore things, knowing full well, and this is what I tell people about change is that, you know what, venture out into the new, go outside your comfort zone, knowing full well you can always come back to where you are,
right?
But yet with more experiences under your belt.
I want to make sure people can get in touch with you, and I thought was really, really great. You literally gave out your phone number on stage here at NSCF, which is great.
I don't even want to check it right now.
You're probably blowing up on text messages, but at Scott Chesney, that's C-H-E-S-N-E-Y, and scottchesney.com is how you can get in touch with Scott. I just jotted down some quotes, things that hit me. You had a lot of things on the screen, but this one I liked. The only place true disability can reside is in one's attitude. I feel like you walk around with that.
I feel like, can I walk wheel around with that? Jimmy, I love
it. Wait, stick my own foot.
Listen to me. There is no political correctness in my world, so I'm just joking. My wife always says, honey, why don't we go for a walk? I was like, you walk, I'll stroll. So no problem at all. Yeah, you
but
know
I feel
what?
Like, I feel like you live that. That's your, when you wake up in the morning out of bed. Are you this happy when you wake up in the morning? Or are you looking for coffee too?
I'm not always this happy. No, again, I have challenging moments. I have moments of pain, sadness, darkness, you name all that. But this thing called gratitude.
I feel like that's good for someone like you to say so other people can hear, because sometimes people see people engaging speakers like you with an amazing story on stage and like, what's wrong with me?
The thing too is that, and I don't want to judge any other speakers, but a lot of people will leave speakers like this like, that was amazing, I could never do that, or that was unbelievable. I don't want people feeling that way, even though my situation is unique. I want people to feel that they have within them the opportunity to explore, to have their own experiences and so forth. While my story is unique and you can look at it as motivational and heroic and so forth, it's really up to the individual to tap into what it is that they can do.
And you gave people a realistic way to get it done, and you brought up it takes 21 days to make a habit. Go to make that change, but you've got to be realistic about it. You've got to keep it up for 21 days. If you can't do it after that, that's when you said, give me a call.
You're right. And you know, it's like exercise, it's like drinking water, it's like taking vitamins. You have to do it on a consistent basis to see the results. That's why I said, don't call me after 4 days, because we want a quick fix from time to time. Some of you might make something a habit real quick, but otherwise it's going to take a little bit of time and commitment, but you got to keep reminding yourself, which I shared with the audience, what the feeling is like, because we all start new projects and so forth, but we don't see that other end of the bridge. I shared, I'm all about building bridges. You got to remind yourself what that looks like on the other side of the bridge. For me, like doing the firewalk too, one of my own children, and what the feeling was like. I meant excitement. It was going to be amazement. It was going to be that belief that anything is possible. When we can keep ourselves charged on a daily basis on not only being able to see a little bit of what that finish line looks like, but remind ourselves of the feelings. It's all about thoughts, feelings, and actions. When we can combine all those, anything's possible.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to run out of the room here. I'm going to run through the feel like I go break through the wall.
making your commute to clinic enjoyable since 2015.
What is it?
This is the PT Pinecast.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
Rocktape, more than just a tape company. Rocktape keeps athletes of all levels moving stronger, longer.
With the world's best kinesiology tape,
topical pain relief,
mobility equipment,
and protective gear.
Now physical therapists can get 20% off their first purchase right now at shop.rocktape.com.
Just use the code PTPinecast at checkout to get 20% off.
That's shop.rocktape.com.
With the code PTPinecast for killer savings of 20% off.
Rocktape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. So I did a little background research, went to your website, and through this podcast, I went on a service trip my third year at PT school. We were able to actually buy a power wheelchair for a young man that we worked with in Costa Rica. So wheelchairs, to me, I like to look at all the different parts and components, and then I was on your website, and there's something a little bit different that I have never even come across about your chair and specifically your wheels,
right.
And I want you to talk about that.
Absolutely. Row Wheels, I've been their spokesman now for the past year. I'm coming up on a year of not only being their spokesman, but using the wheels. I'm the longest user of these phenomenal wheels. Up until this point of Row Wheels being created, it was just the pushing of wheels.
Right.
And that 12 to 3 pushing, they have shown, studies have shown, research has shown that you put so much repetitive stress on our shoulders, yeah. It's not natural. And that's why some people just after a few weeks develop pain, and then other people. So what ends up happening is that you break down the shoulders, you to the point where mobility even becomes an issue, and a lot of pain people experience, so forth. So their quality of life is affected. So enter Row Wheels. Salim Nasser, who's actually a C5 quadriplegic himself, he's an engineer for NASA. He's the inventor of these wheels. And he thought, wait a minute, if we can create a wheel through a gear mechanism that allows you to pull back on the hand rims, you're basically engaging like some of our strongest yet unused muscles, right, in our back muscles. My wife's a physical therapist. She's always saying whatever exercise you do on the front of your body, make sure you do double back, on your back. So whether it be someone in a wheelchair or even someone who's able-bodied, we don't see our backs, so we kind of ignore them. For people who are in wheelchairs, a lot of them have rounded shoulders, and even a lot of athletes, and I played wheelchair basketball for 7 years, is that the rounded shoulders, and we just have that. I'm not looking to change. We're not looking to change like athletic wheels.
Right.
We want to give athletes an option off the court. We want everyday users who aren't athletes to have that option off the court. So these wheels give you, I call them game changers, because when I first started using these, I was at about a 7 on a pain index study.
Okay, in the
10
shoulders.
Being the most.
In the shoulders.
And that had come from 30 plus years of pushing in a wheelchair, playing sports, and again, just pushing of my wheelchair in my daily life.
We have to, in our foundations class at Marymount University, we have to spend 2 hours in a wheelchair just going around the community.
Wow.
Professors say, get out of the building. And we're like, 2 hours, how hard could it be? It's pretty hard. Especially when you're not used to it, but I consider myself in decent shape. I'm a swimmer.
Right.
And I'm 100% agreeing with you to knowing exactly what you're talking about
they're different muscles that are being used. So like if you do any type of exercise, and a lot of people talk about muscle confusion. So
right.
When you start doing row wheels, it's a challenge because you're tapping into muscles. But we've had people who are on the brink of shoulder cuff surgery who have tremendous pain in their shoulders, who we love. We love giving test rides to people. So whether it's going to a rehabilitation center, whether it's going to a provider or a hospital and so forth, and giving people, because I always say experiencing is believing. So when you get into these wheels, is that you will see, is it counterintuitive, some people might say.
Right.
Absolutely. Is it different? So it's basically a pulling back on the hand rim.
So you're rowing.
So I am rowing. So row wheeling. So it's a rowing motion. But I don't want some people thinking that you have oars either.
Right.
So it's a pulling back on the hand rim, and right away your shoulders go back, so your posture is better. You're engaging your back muscles. You're opening up your chest cavity, And the beautiful thing about this too is that if you look from the wheels, the braking system, so you can push from the outside and it hits into the sidewall of the tire.
Wow.
So there's some people who don't want to touch their wheels at all. But here's the beautiful thing, especially being my level right now, I basically do a push on the tire itself, on the tire itself with an open palm. And then when my arm's fully extended, I'll pull back on the hand rim.
So you are push pulling.
Option. I'm push pulling. So I'm reducing probably about 50% my actual pushing. There's some people who will just row because they don't like touching a tire at all. But I find going up inclines and so forth where I have to get that little bit of a lean, that push pull is a phenomenal technique. So I was at a 7 out of a 10 on a pain index study 3 months into this, and nothing else had changed, Jimmy, about my lifestyle, is that I got down to a 2.
Wow.
And the only reason I'm still at a 2, and I laugh about this, is that I sleep with my hands under my pillow, so my shoulders are still impinged,
right.
And I'm an adaptive surfer, so that whole paddling motion. So I'm not getting rid of those,
right.
But if I could reduce this and nothing else changing in my life, these are game changers. They go on lightweight wheelchairs. Insurance covers them. So insurance
gets it adapts to the wheel.
It adapts to it, so it's not the whole wheelchair.
Okay.
There's a lever that goes in there. So there's a lever with another piece that fastens to your lightweight wheelchair, and that engages the torque arm. So what ends up happening? So that allows the gear to be in place. They're about 2 pounds heavier, just because if you look in the hub, that's where the gear mechanism.
Right.
I actually have we have two versions right now. Our lower gears, the LXs, were just released. And that means, so with the lower gear, there's no resistance whatsoever.
Okay.
When you pull back on the hand rims and you just go. I'm in the higher gear, which means that it requires a little bit more force to pull back on the hand rims, but it'll take me.
Okay.
I was 30% further.
So when you're pushing forward, it's a 1-to-1 ratio. For every inch you push, you get an inch. What is it about when you pull?
1-to-3.
Wow, 1-to-3.
Yep.
Well, that's going to cut down.
1-to-1-to-3.
That's nice.
Yes.
That's big.
It's great. It's huge. It's a game changer.
What's the website?
It's www.rowheels.com.
I like that. And the videos on there are pretty cool. I went there just because I was doing background after going to your site, and it looked like, remember those spinning hubcaps?
Yep.
That's what it kind of looked at, because the hands were moving slowly.
Yes.
But the wheels are moving quickly. I'm like, I don't get it. Are they just cool looking hubs?
It blows people's minds in terms of doing it. So we're going to give you a test ride down there and everything.
I can
try them out. I'm going to be popping out of this chair and giving people a test ride.
I like that. You threw up on the screen during your address just a couple of your friends, you know, like Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, the Dalai Lama, you know, just a couple of people that everybody knows.
We hang with.
What are some things you took away from, you mentioned a quote that Muhammad Ali wrote when he gave you his autograph. What are some other things you take away from people like that and that you think about on a regular basis? Any of them come to mind?
Well, you know what? I put them up there and everything because a lot of people obviously know who Michael Jordan is, know who Muhammad Ali. And I love meeting people like out there who might be working at this hotel and everything. He or she is on the same level as a Muhammad Ali, as a Michael Jordan. And for me, it's about just connecting with human beings, what makes them tick. And so everyone's like, well, what was that like with Michael Jordan? When I met Michael Jordan and everything, I got a little tongue-tied. But then talking with him, I just realized we had so much in common. He's got a little bit more money in his pocket than I do.
That's
all right, a couple more dollars. He wouldn't give me any, though. It's putting yourself in a position to connect with people. And what I realized, Jimmy, more than anything, is that underneath it all, you know what? There was one title we came into this world with, all of us, and that was human being. And I believe that there's two things that we all want in life. You can say fame, notoriety, respect, whatever it is. I think we want to be able to give love and receive love. And if we could have that little interaction with each and every human being and realize that that's what's going on inside that person, it's all about connection and seeing yourself, seeing your mirror reflection in everyone. And I'm seeing it right now. I'm seeing a guy who just is passionate about what he's doing. I was at WSOU at Seton Hall University.
Yeah,
Pirate Radio. I wasn't the DJ. I wasn't into the music, but I announced all the basketball and baseball games on a student radio station. So again, hearing about your career and doing what you're doing and love what you do and do what you love, that's what it's all about. So I'm thankful that I'm here with you right now and just seeing my mirror reflection and both of us living our dream.
We talk about connections. So every episode that we do, since the Pintcast is a pint, but before we're done, we have shots.
Okay.
Not those kind of shots. It's a little early. Hold on. Parting shots.
Where is the pint? Wait a minute. I thought there was a pint.
It's a little early. Parting shot of wisdom.
This This is The Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum Fellowship, Optum is solely focused on clinical decision-making and approaches that make sense, offering a COMT, Certificate in Manual Therapy, as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in Orthopedic Manual Therapy, offering both online and in-person mentoring with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online at OptumFellowship.com. You spoke to a bunch of students here and kicked off the National Student Conclave, but some students aren't all able to make it down here to Miami. What's a parting shot of wisdom you'd want to impart upon them, something to take forward into their physical therapy career, something to keep close to them?
Absolutely. I want people to realize that wherever you are in your life right now, today could be the first day of your life, if you so choose. A lot of people will say someday, one day. There is no day of the week called someday. There is no day of the week called one day. The day of the week is called Sunday.
Right.
So if you say to yourself someday or one day, you might as well say never. Love the acronym for now, no other way. And if you can decide, just simply making a choice, having it not, it doesn't have to do with anything except you, just deciding what you want your life to be or look like. And some people might say, well, Scott, I don't know yet. So one of those things too that you can identify is what you don't want. There's a lot of things that you don't want. So if there's something in life that you don't want, go in a complete opposite direction. We'd all get 100 on that test.
Yeah.
If you said, what's the opposite of this? So if there's something that you know that you don't want, what's the opposite of that? Start heading in that direction. I got tired, Jimmy, probably about 15 years into my paralysis of just surviving. People had said, you know what, you've been in a wheelchair so long. And I know on a daily basis, whether it be catheterization, whether it be bowel movement, skincare, I know I have to do things on a daily basis to just survive. I get it. But I got tired of it. And this, again, I have the utmost respect for cancer survivors, anyone who survived anything. It's heroic. But I've met far too many people in their lives who have just made a choice that I'm not just going to survive anymore. I'm going to thrive. And because they deserve it. So I'm asking every one of your listeners right now, are you surviving or are you thriving? And if you're not thriving, get to those questions that I mentioned before. What could you be doing more of? What could you be doing less of? And what could you be doing new? You answer those questions, I'm going to guarantee you, you will start thriving.
Anything is possible was pretty much the theme of the talk today. So we want to thank you again for taking some time out. You can find him again, scottchesney.com, on Twitter at Scott Chesney, and that's C-H-E-S-N-E-Y. Appreciate you taking some time out. I do want to take a spin in the row wheels. And
you
that
got
again
it.
Is R-O-W-H-E-E-L-S.com. Scott Chesney, appreciate you being on the PT Pinecast.
Jimmy, thank you so much. It was an honor.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Hey, PT Pinecast listeners, I'm Eric Mara.
And I'm J.W. Matheson.
And we're from PT Inquest, a podcast that is also a journal club. Each week, we review and dissect a recent article that applies to physical therapy practice.
Or physiotherapy, as the weirdos on the other side of the pond call it.
Yeah, which pond are you talking about?
The Atlantic, or the Pacific, even Canada for that matter, everywhere but here.
Right. So check us out on the PT Podcast Network at ptpodcast.com.
You can become our seventh listener.
Yeah, J.W., we're down to five now. Steve stopped listening because he was getting annoyed with all your puns.
No puns. That reminds me of a sad story today. Abandoned cheese factory in France. It blew up. Horrible explosion. All that was left was debris.
Yeah, on second thought, probably better for people not to listen to the show.